And here he is from CanadianThinker.com. Blogger Freddie P. joins us. Good morning, Frederick.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
And nice to be back with you as well. I got lots to chew on here this morning, including this new study that says that tougher Canadian citizenship tests are resulting in massive failure rates, Freddie.
Yes, only in Canada. On March 15th, they introduced a new citizenship test. Apparently, it was the same thing as the previous one, like 20 multiple test questions. But the questions were a little harder, and you had to get 75% right instead of 60% right. So wouldn't you know it, the failure rate went from about 6 or 7% to 30%, and all hell broke loose. But what do we do in Canada to rectify this? We make the test easier and drop the percentage rate for having to pass.
Of course we do. We lower the bar.
We lower the standards, and it's interesting. It's the least you could do, don't you think, if you want into this beautiful, wonderful, rich country to, you know, study the guide a bit and nail off three-quarters of the question?
I got to tell you, I don't think the test is all that hard. We looked up some of the sample questions. One of them is, when is Remembrance Day? And you don't even have to write it down. You got four choices.
I know. And, you know, and then it begs the question, why bother at all?
Yeah.
Seriously, why bother at all? It's like anything else. I guess it's like taking your boating license or any multiple choice question thing. You know, 2 days after you take the test, you forget all the information anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. But this is so basic, I can't believe people are complaining that it's tough. Who was the first Prime Minister of Canada is one of the questions.
I know it's not a lot to ask for these people to brush up on their Canadian history. I mean, if you're going to all the time and the expense and upheaval in your life, I think part of that could be to spend a few hours with some Canadian history books. I mean, really. And you're probably tipped off to what the questions are prior to going in anyway. So really, is there any excuse not to get 100%?
It's very true. It's right. I'm sure you could talk to somebody else in your quote-unquote community, and they would probably pass you the answers, right?
Exactly. And this is so Canadian.
Yeah.
On one hand, turn around and be so noble, and we're going to, you know, we're going to raise the bar and new Canadians are going to be more Canadian. And then as soon as there's a little glitch, they just put their tails between their legs and turn around and capitulate, I guess.
I don't know how we make these questions easier. Should it be like, what number did Wayne Gretzky wear?
I mean, I don't really. I have no idea. To me, it just all sounds like a waste of time anyway. I mean, really, 20 multiple choice questions.
That's all it takes to enter this
country.
You know,
somebody that's, you know, with a lot of luck could pass it just by going eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Always answer C, right?
Yeah.
You do that, you'll be fine. You know, if you can't pass this test, quite frankly, I don't want you here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But are you allowed to say that, Jeff? I think that's being very hard. I think that's being very cold. I think that's being very intolerant. I don't think you can say that, Jeff.
Okay, you know what? Then I think you should be able to, like, have a phone a friend or take an actual Canadian citizen into the test with you. And if you both fail it, then you both get kicked out of the country.
That's right. All, yeah. What you have to do is you have to take, yeah, that's right, a born and bred Canadian into the booth with you, and all you have to do is give them a 2-4.
Yeah.
As you're, payment.
You're with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Also want to mention it's a by-election day today. There's, I think, three across the country, but the one of a note that I know we've spoken on before is Julian Fantino, the former London police chief and OPP commissioner, running for the Conservatives today.
Where I'm sitting right now borders on this riding, so I've been pretty close to the scene, and it's been very interesting because Fantino, in the Stephen Harper spirit, has been kept away from the media. He even missed an all-candidates meeting or debate, and they've been very, very careful with him because this is a long-time Liberal riding, so I guess they didn't want him to say or do anything wrong. I think they just feel that given his profile and Michael Ignatieff's shortcomings as leaders of the Liberal, the timing might be right to grab this one. But part of that strategy, again, has been to keep him away from the media and talking about the issues. Now, Fantino argues that he hasn't had time for the media because he's been out knocking door to door to door to door. But the thing is, the people that you talk to door to door don't have microphones or television cameras or can't accurately repeat what you told them.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting. It all, as I said a couple of weeks ago, it all gets back to the people. If you disagree with him being kept on the sidelines and him being kept quiet, well, then don't vote for the guy. Very simple.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if name recognition carries the day here or not.
Yes, and unfortunately, that often does carry the day, as sad as that sounds. But it's true. So many people would go tonight to their polling station and just grab something off the top of their head. And what would they grab off the top of their head? That guy who, the big cop, you know, what's that guy's name? The big cop? That's OPP, you know, Toronto? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I'm going to vote for him.
He's for truth and justice. I like that. That's good. Yep. You know, interesting behind the scenes, I wonder how they've kept Fantino so quiet, because as we know, he's probably been the most outspoken law enforcement officer we've had in, at least the last 10 years. So that had to be a job unto itself.
No, I'm sure. And I guess one of two things, his discipline or the power of Stephen Harper to keep his people quiet. And, you know, listen, I'm not really a big critic of Stephen Harper when it comes to this type of thing. With a minority government, you have to watch every step along the way. But again, if you disagree with it, don't vote for the guy. Very simple.
We will wait and see the results later today. And finally, as we wait and see if a name recognition will carry the day there, a name we all recognize, know and love, and certainly made many of us laugh, Leslie Nielsen passing away yesterday, Freddie, at the age of 84.
Yeah, I was surprised because I didn't know the guy was ill. And, you know, I mean, he really hasn't been on the radar lately. But, again, just another one of those that I was surprised of because, I don't know, he didn't look too bad for a man of 84 and was still somewhat of a comedic actor.
Yeah, you know, I just think he's really one of our treasures of this country because he had such great timing. Because some of those lines were pretty corny when you look back, but it was just the way they were delivered. And, you know, Leslie Nielsen, for me, was kind of one of a kind.
Well, he made those movies. There's no doubt about it, the Naked Gun movies. I mean, really, the highlight.
Yeah, and I think he might be the only guy who's got a star both on the Canadian and Hollywood Walk of Fame, or certainly within a handful of people, like you can count on one hand.
Really?
Yeah, that he's honored in both countries. And I read this one quote from him earlier this morning that says he was once considered the Laurence Olivier of spoof. So he says, well, that must make Laurence Olivier then the Leslie Nielsen of Shakespeare.
Definitely. Well put. But you're right, a Canadian treasure and somebody we should all be very proud of.
And we'll be sorely missed. As you will be, Freddie, until next week. Thanks as always. We'll see you again next Monday, pal.
I'm loving you, MacArthur.
Right back. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.